105.5 JYY, 92.1 NHQ. 6:12 now, 12 past 6. How are you on this Wednesday morning? It's the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show. Suzanne, I should be much more tired than I am this morning.
I know.
I was out yesterday at Hootie. I didn't go to the concert, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right, so you're home fairly early.
Oh, yeah, I was home. Well, what time did I call you? Was it like
6:30
or?
Yeah, about 6:30.
Something like that. And I got to tell you, this reminds me of why I don't like to drive in Boston.
Ugh.
Midday. I love Boston. I mean, I like going into Boston. And, you know,
it's not the easiest place to get around.
It isn't. It is a driving nightmare.
It is.
During the day.
You can
forget
see
parking.
Places, but you can't get to them.
No, and you can't park anywhere unless you want to pay $8 for a half hour.
Right.
At a parking garage, you know, or in a lot.
Kind of how I picture hell.
With yeah, it is.
I mean,
kinda,
it's right there, but I can't get to it.
Vinny looking over your car.
That's
hey,
right.
No problem. Your car will be fine here, sir. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, this happened to me once. It didn't happen yesterday, but I parked my car somewhere, and it said, if I recall, I think it said $6 for a half hour or something like that. And
what a deal.
I did not trust this guy that I was leaving my car with. And I looked at him and I said, and he says, okay, I'm going to need $15 deposit. I go,
yeah.
I'm only going to be gone like an hour.
It's a good
maybe.
Plan.
Yeah. And I go, $15 deposit. I said, okay, wait a minute. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you $15 here. Now, if I come back in less than a half hour, it's going to be $6, right? I just want to pin him now before I don't want him to say later on.
Have your little recorder in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So he goes, oh, yeah, that's right. So when I come back, you're going to give me $9 change from my 50. Yeah, that's right. I go, okay.
Yeah, but the problem is that won't hold up in court if you don't have him there.
That's true. Well, he will have already skipped the country.
That's right.
So, with my $9.
So Boston was a nightmare. Well, that's
yeah.
a surprise.
Yeah, but still a fun city.
It's a great place
yeah.
to go.
As long as you don't mind walking.
That's right, if you're not
yeah.
driving.
Boston Common, I got to tell you, the Commons midday is insane. Just insane. Between college students, business people, and homeless.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. I'm going down there Sunday. They're going to spend the whole day.
This is amazing.
Something to look forward to.
But I hung out with a couple of the guys from Hootie and the Blowfish yesterday. So we'll talk
yes,
about that.
Very cool for you.
Yeah, it was cool.
I know.
And we got an interview, and I'll play it a little bit later on, and just talking to them a little bit. Very cool guys.
I give you my slot. I'm like, send Kevin.
Well, Big Bob Payne went to the concert last night.
Did he?
Yeah, in fact, I want to get a full report from him later. In fact, maybe I'm
wow.
thinking of calling him and waking him.
He's probably just going to bed, so.
Yeah. That's cool.
By the time they went on, it's about 9:30.
I gotta tell you, I was impressed with the Orpheum. I've never been there before.
Really nice.
It's a small theater, yeah. but it's got a lot. It's old with like a lot of personality.
And great sound.
Kind of yeah, like my grandparents used to be. Old with a lot of personality. So, yeah, it does. Great place. So we'll talk about that later. More than we already did.
Yeah, no kidding.